In Northwest News on KPLU, in Seattle's go-go real estate market, property owners are cashing in. But that's not the main goal of the owner of the Panama Hotel as she searches for someone to buy the place. She wants to ensure the hotel is preserved as a reminder of the city's once bustling Japantown and the sad history of Japanese-American families sent to camps during World War II. KPLU's Ashley Gross has the story.
The owner of the historic Panama Hotel is a woman named Jan Johnson. She's an artist and fashion designer, Caucasian, not Japanese, someone who didn't really care about history until she lived in Rome decades ago and discovered it was all around her.
I thought history had nothing to do with me, except for the history of art, right? But then most of my friends in Rome were architects, and they started talking about everything, and I started getting interested. So when I came back, and I thought, where's ours?
When she returned to Seattle, she lived in the International District near the Panama Hotel and became fascinated by it. So when its owner, Takashi Hori, decided to sell, Johnson made an offer. She bought it in 1985. It's been a labor of love ever since.
Going in here, I would appreciate if you kind of stick together, not wander around, and please don't touch anything.
She's taking a group of potential buyers down to the basement.
And no flash in here, though.
Belongings from Japanese-American families have been gathering dust here since 1942. That's when the families rushed to store their possessions in the Panama Hotel after President Roosevelt issued an order to have Japanese-Americans rounded up and sent to camps. One of them, Mine Okubo, told Walter Cronkite in a 1965 documentary what that was like for her family.
We had 3 days and 3 nights to pack and get ready. Some of the things we left. Some of the things we gave away, and some of the things we stored with the government.
In the Panama Hotel basement, someone left behind a pair of ice skates. There are Japanese language magazines, an old doll buggy.
Here's some vinegar, port wine, aqua velva aftershave.
Johnson says there are even record albums, just like in Jamie Ford's best-selling novel, The Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, in which the Panama Hotel plays a starring role. Johnson considers this stuff sacred, a grim reminder of a time when our country put American citizens behind barbed wire without due process. And it's always been important to her to have the stuff remain here as a kind of living museum.
It's the Panama Hotel. It has to stay here. It happened here. This is the story. This is where you get the learning.
The Panama Hotel also contains a rare traditional Japanese bathhouse that's no longer in use, but Johnson occasionally gives tours of it. She rents out simple hotel rooms upstairs and has a tea room on the ground floor that displays Japanese-American newspapers and photos and artwork people made in the camps. She's poured her all into this place, but she says now it's time to step aside. So she's soliciting bids from possible buyers with the help of a nonprofit group called the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The deadline is this Friday.
This history is very personal for me and very meaningful.
That's Leslie Morishita. During the war, her parents and grandparents were sent to a camp. She's here on the tour because her organization, Interim Community Development Association, which builds affordable housing in the International District, is interested in buying the Panama Hotel.
It reaches beyond just the Japanese-American community because at its heart, it's a real social justice story.
But acquiring an historic building like this can be expensive. Johnson didn't list a price in her request for proposals. What she did list are all the parts of the building she wants the next owner to leave intact. So a buyer couldn't just gut the place and turn it into luxury condos. Morishita says she supports that goal, but it's hard to make it pencil out.
I think the whole thing is challenging, and because there's a major portion of the building we would want to preserve because of its historic value, finding a way to make that financially feasible to maintain, that's a big challenge.
Somehow Jan Johnson has made it work.
Jan I think she's a preservation hero.
Sherry Freemuth is with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. She says often owners just want to cash in, so she's grateful that Johnson's priority is finding a buyer who will protect the hotel's legacy.
Yes, this is tricky, but it's really, in a way, kind of ideal that we're able to take the moment before anything dire happens to find the new, preservation-minded owner for this remarkable building.
In the tea room, Johnson gets a smile on her face watching people enjoy themselves in the space she worked so hard to rebuild.
Y'all look so good. You love it here?
We do, absolutely.
I love you more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, as Johnson gets ready to part with the hotel, she remembers the 10 months of chatting and drinking tea with Mr. Horry before he agreed to sell to her.
I started asking him, why me? And he would sort of pause and he'd say, well, I knew you were going to run the building, Jan. He wanted somebody to run it like he had run it. He didn't want it torn down or destroyed or whatever. And he felt comfortable that I would do that.
So are you planning to spend 10 months having tea to figure out who should be the next owner?
I'm just waiting. I'm looking forward to it.
Johnson hopes the Panama Hotel will continue to be a place people can stay in and use, and at the same time immerse themselves in the past and learn. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.